with Drake.
Blog Talk Radio.
To the Intune Show. If you tuned in for the very first time, welcome. I hope you find our show entertaining. Above all, you feel the love and support coming across the airwaves. For all those who continue to support the broadcast, I just want to say that I love and appreciate you all for continuously supporting our mission. I also want to give a big shout out to my new additions to the family because, you know, they've been making power moves lately, and I just feel so blessed to have them, you know, by my side and, you know, making this all work together as, you know, a unit. So I can't be more grateful and more thankful for all of the contributions so far from all the new people that are a part of the show. So I'm not going to put it all out there. If you are not in tuned in September, then you are totally missing out on all the awesome things that we have going on, you know, in the fall. Let's just say that. We have new co-hosts. We have sports. We have gossip. We're going to have Empower Hour. We're going to have team segments. We're bringing it. We're definitely bringing it. And in addition to that, we're also working on a ton of new projects that, you know, I'm going to need all you guys that are really, you know, out there about empowering and for real about it to be participating in. So I look forward to gaining and growing with each and every one of you. I want to give a big shout out to Tisha. I see you in the chat room. Hey, boo. A big shout out to Austin, you know, for continuously supporting the Intune Show. And also for all those who don't know Austin, she is an engineer and a producer and an artist. And she's definitely going to be in tuned on the 19th at 4 p.m. and we'll be gaining on her. Tonight's guest is Rampage from Flip Mode Squad. So I'm totally excited. Like, I'm so excited I can't even get the words out. It's just like that. It's to that degree. So I'm definitely anxious to get in tune with him because when I found out that I would be able to interview him, I was like, yay, Flip Mode Squad. I mean, come on. Who's not aware of Flip Mode Squad? You know, Rod Digga, Busta Bus, and that's just to name a few. So, you know, I'm excited, and I hope you are too. For all those who want to dial in and talk to Rampage, dial in at 818-495-6975, and you will be live. Press 1 and let me know that you want to say something. And for all those who want to stay behind the scenes, then definitely use our interactive chat room that is live during each broadcast. For those who can't tune in live, you know, and catch us on demand channel, because we are definitely on demand, and at your leisure, you can tune in. I also really quick want to give a big shout out to John B. and his wife and Jagged Edge, because I was able to, like, get in tune with them on Friday night, and I have pictures, and it was just so exciting, and I was just like, yay, 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 yay. It was good times, you know. Although I don't really like the way I look in those pictures, but you know how it is, ladies. When you take pictures and you're just like, man, why I didn't turn this way? Man, why I look like that? Why my face look? So it's like one of those moments. Miss P is having those moments in these pictures, so that's why you guys have yet to see them. But I'm definitely excited about it. And I'm definitely grateful for the opportunity to get in tune with people that I interview on the show. I know Genuine be in New York, so I'm definitely maybe tuning into that. And hopefully we can get him on the show, so keep your fingers crossed. In the meantime, in the round time, while we're waiting for Rampage to get us, you know, in tune with him and all his latest and greatest, we're going to play a few of his tracks. And this one that I'm going to play is called Brooklyn Nights. So enjoy, babies.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We don't go like this. Hey, tell you ready, check it.
We did it like that, and now we do it like this. We did it like that, and now we do it like this. You know where to find me whenever you need me. If you know the app, follow the path.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
We did it like that, and now we do it like this. We did it like that, and now we do it like this.
Go Brooklyn. How about go Westchester? Because that's where I'm at right now. Go Westchester. Go. Okay. No, that wasn't sound. That wasn't, you know, yeah, that wasn't it. But anywho, you know, you can tell that I can't sing, and I just want to put out there that I cannot dance. So, you know, it's just a combination of those two things that just don't work out for me very well. But that's why we have so many amazing people like Rampage, and so many others that are gifted in that way to make our heads bop and make our feet tap, because that's definitely what I'll be doing, just tapping my feet and snapping my fingers, because that's pretty much my entire, like, shindig, you know? That's it. That's all. That's it. So while we're waiting for him to give us a call, and again, if you guys want to call in and talk to Rampage personally, you can definitely, you know, dial in at 818-495-6975, and, you know, gain. The awesome thing that I wanted to also put out there today, you know, about the Intune Show for September, I have been sitting on giveaways for, like, months, okay? So, basically, what that all means is that I want to declutter. So, those that tune into the show, definitely, you know, follow through with these little things that I have going on for fun, just for my benefit, okay? Benefit me. Help me out. Make me feel like I'm really, like, doing something in regards to, like, hey, answer this question and win this type thing. You know, I want to feel like a, not just a talk show host. I kind of want to feel like, what's this guy's name from The Price is Right? Like, one of those people, you know? So definitely participate in the activities that will be going on for September so I can declutter and get rid of these giveaways. I have my old Tisha, by the way. So I know, Tisha, you're listening. Your soap basket. So we got to make that all happen because I know that your favorite is Cinnabon. So we're definitely going to make that happen. And let's actually make that happen tomorrow. So if you can DM me your address and everything of that nature. I'm sending out some soap tomorrow anyway, so definitely make that happen tonight so I can put your order in the mail as well because it makes no sense. You've been patiently waiting for Miss P to make that all happen, and let's just make that happen. I'm surprised you still love me. So thanks for loving me, and thank you for your patience. I love you. Cinnabon on the way. So, you know, DM me on Twitter your address so we can make that all happen because I definitely will be in a post office and I hate it, so I definitely just want to make one trip. So, Rampage, we are waiting for you, and while I'm figuring out where Mr. Rampage is, let's listen to his other track called 12 O'Clock. Here we go.
Yo, you know, I was messing with this chick, man, off and on. We got kind of like a relationship where sometimes I see her. Or sometimes she see me. But when I do see her, it always jump off like this. 12 o'clock in the morning, what I wanna do? Laying in the bed next to you. Why the mother dude's texting you? Because I'm next to you, doing what a real man can do. Tell them dudes it's a rap, because you're fooling with me.
You got that oop in your back.
We making love, let me hit it from the back, because you're fooling with me.
You got that oop.
I pull up to your condo, I'm real cool and calm. Now you wanna hold me in your arms. Never act funny, never about money. When it comes to your dudes, you always act nutty. Wow, I gotta hold up for a sec. Mom, put your towel off, now you getting so wet. You grab your Android, now you getting upset. Your attitude changed, cause you got a crazy text. What's next? Me and you kissing in the shower for about a half an hour. Plus you know I got the power. Body so crazy, let me blow out your towel. Your love is so good, we can do this for hours. Mom, what's the deal? You hook me with a meal. It's been about a minute, so I know how you feel. The way you hit me off, you blessed with the skill. Every time we hook up, the jump off is real. 12 o'clock in the morning, what I wanna do? Laying in the bed next to you. Why the mother dude's texting you? Because I'm next to you, doing what a real man can do. Tell them dudes it's a rap, because you're fooling with me.
You got that oop in your back.
We making love, let me hit it from the back, because you're fooling with me.
You got that oop.
I love it when you say that you miss me.
And I honestly think that Rampage should have had me on that hook. Seriously. And I'm going to have this whole discussion with him when he tunes in. He just tweeted me. And we're going back and forth now, just to keep you guys in tune, that he needs to call in to the show absolutely, positively, this second, because I'm patiently awaiting you, Rampage. Come on. I'm waiting. I need to tell you that I need to be on your next track, definitely. So we're going to, like, pull the wool over his eyes on that because I just stated, but I'm sure he's not tuned in right now to what I stated earlier, that, you know, I can't sing and I can't dance. But he doesn't know this yet. So we're just going to act like this is all happening. That way, you know, I can see what I could do about getting on the next track. Okay? I'm cracking up too, Austin. Like, really, this is what's really happening right now. Like, I feel playful now. I really do. Big shout out to Phoenix Star 9. I see you in the chat room. Much love and hugs and kisses to you because you are the bestest and you know this, man. So I'm definitely, yeah, T-shirt. Everything is on the real low. Like, Rampage does not know that, you know, I can't sing, but I'm definitely going to see if I can get on the track because I definitely think that, you know, I can do this for real. And I kind of like, you know, that whole hook. I'm feeling that. So I think I can manage that at that tempo. But we'll see what happens. So while we're waiting for the man to give us a call in, you know, I just want to run over the fact that I'm definitely going to be in tune with Betty Wright. And for all those who do not know who Betty Wright is or have lost insight or is absolutely too young to remember this whole situation, no pain, no gain, Clean Up Woman, Tonight's the Night, all of those awesome songs and her contributions to music in general, she will be in tune on the 21st at 6 p.m. Eastern, and I cannot wait. I really can't. I think that she's amazing on so many different levels because she has been setting the stage for women as far as like, hey, listen, no pain, no gain, you know? And that carried on throughout generations of saying no pain, no gain. And she's the one who had put it out there. So I'm definitely excited to gain on her and, you know, see what's happening with her right now. Because a lot of people don't know that she produces and she engineers and she songwrites and she does all that awesome stuff as well. And, you know, that's amazing to me because you don't really sit back and think, you know, hey, a woman has the abilities like most people don't think that we do. But we have the ability to do everything. We can even build a house. Seriously. If I wanted to build a house, I can. But the funny thing about that whole statement is that I can't even put in my AC. So building a house may just be a little bit, you know, far-fetched. But, hey, you guys get the drift, okay? You definitely get the drift. So while we're waiting for Mr. Fix Your Face Rampage to give us a call in, Flip Mode Squad, let's play another song. And that song is going to be by A-Rock and Carlos Ferrar. Let's give them a shout-out because they are totally awesome artists themselves, up and coming, and I see big things for them. This one is called Your Body, and this one is actually my favorite because we're talking about one of my favorite things, and that's shoes. So this one is Rockaway. Enjoy.
Yeah. Carlos Ferrar. Yeah. Rock. Yeah. I like this one right here, man. You've been missing, but you know I'm trying to get it.
keep it good and I split it. We call it how to go get it. Cause I'm hooking on your body, friend. That's what I'ma do to you. Said you never had it like this. Well, this is new to you. Just lay back and relax as I attack. I keep it sensual. Going deep and seek your dick out like I'm the general. Come into my spot and settle down. I know you here to stay. Giving you a dose of what I got.
Call
got,
it
got,
that rock. I plan on rocking that body. Till your body telling me to stop it. Cause I know the sign your body like it, girl.
Sassiness when she talks. Any time of day when I hit her phone, she knows just what I want. And I'm not gonna lie, she got me. All the mother girls is copies. And you dealing with the best. Sorry for the ones who not me. Cause I once and she hooked for life. Ain't no need to say it. Play the game and I beat it twice. Ain't no need for playing. See you in that see-through. Now come here and get a little taste. A little taste.
Call it that
call it.
I plan on rocking that body. Tell your body telling me to stop it. Cause I know inside your body like it, girl.
Call it that rock.
Take everything off the tangerine bottom. Cause your body is a problem. And I'm so ready to stop it, girl.
Call it that rock.
Shout out to A-Rock and Carlos Ferra. We have the man of the hour, Mr. Fix Your Face, Flip Mode Squad, Rampage on the line, so let's just bring him right on. How you doing tonight, Rampage?
What's going on? What's going on? A.K.A. Mr. Fix Your Face, A.K.A. Mr. Frosty, A.K.A. You already know what it is.
Definitely, I already know what it is. So we were listening to your tracks, and, you know, 12 o'clock and...
Right.
In Brooklyn Nights, and basically I think that I should be on 12 o'clock or just make another track. Or look, or make another track called 1 o'clock.
Wow, that's late. That's right after 12. Hey, what's going on, huh?
Hey, what's going on? So... For all those, you know, I had to tease you, you know, because you made me wait for you to come on the show. You had me over here like, oh, my God, Rampage, where are you? What are you doing to me? Yeah, it was like that. So I'm glad that you were able to, you know, tune in with us tonight, and I'm really, really grateful that you're taking the time to do so. So thank you, Rampage.
No, thank you, sweetie. Thank you for having me, you know. I'm just here. Whatever you want to do, let's get to it. We can get on some calls. We can let everybody know on the internet. I'm on your show. Let's just George Bush the button. Let's jump off 12 o'clock whenever you're ready.
I'm ready right now. So
at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock. So for everybody that's getting in tune with you for the first time, which you know would be amazing, but sometimes things happen like that. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Rampage, representing Universal Flip Mode Squad. I was a part of the. I'm formerly of the Flip Mode Squad. I've been rapping for a very long time, since 1982. I've been on songs like "Flavor in Your Air," Mariah Carey. I've been on songs with Biggie Smalls. I've been on the songs with a few of the greats. I came in the game through Busta Rhymes. I have my own thing, which is called Deep Freeze Entertainment. Is my own company, and I'm just branding me, my family, and my new members of my situation. You know, absolutely. I got a cartoon coming out for the Black Seeds. I'm going to send that to you. I have a reality show coming. Rampage is busy. I ghostwrite for a lot of artists. You know, I'm around the world like the satellite in orbit. Feel me?
Absolutely. I do feel you, Rampage. I do. So artists draw
at
inspiration.
At 1 o'clock, right?
At 1 o'clock, that's when I'm all tuned in. At 1:00. Noon, I don't know what's happening. artists draw inspiration from their background, so to speak. So what was it like growing up in Brooklyn?
What was it like growing up in Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. You know what I'm saying? I had good parents. My moms did it pretty well. My pops wasn't really there, but you know, salute my father. You know, he inspired me to do things. But you know, I grew up crazy. You know, and you know, being in the music scene, that was kind of crazy doing demos. But back then, I liked it then when you had to really sell yourself and cats was just getting all your music on the TDK tapes. That's before the mixtapes and stuff. So I liked it better then.
Right. And what do you like better about it, if I may ask?
Well, being direct, having more of a buzz. When you have one song, you was being anticipated more. You know what I'm saying? When you got a hot song that's buzzing in the street, from Bed-Stuy to Flatbush, it's like a 30-mile radius from East New York to Brownsville. You know, they all close to each other. So, or somebody out in Queens is like 5 or 10 minutes away from you. It was just, you know, if you was connected to a DJ, like a DJ Doo-Wop or a DJ Ron D or Kid Capri, they would put exclusively you on their mixtape, and then everybody in every borough would know you. So I remember you had a buzz like that. That was always good. And when I dropped Wild for the Night with Busta Rhymes, I had a crazy buzz. You feel me?
I do. I totally feel you.
It's more being direct. You know what I mean? Where you have to, if nobody knew you, if you jumped on a Ron G mixtape, they knew who you was because you always featured on his tape. And it wasn't a CD. It was a TDK tape.
Okay. Understood. So did you always know that hip-hop was going to be something that you would do? When you was a kid, you know, spitting out verses on the playground?
Well, spitting out verses, I didn't always know, but I knew that I wanted to do music because of my father and my uncle, because they used to, you know, have jam sessions in the basement. So I used to crawl under the basement and just listen to them jam. So it was always in my blood, you know. But it came out later on when my cousin got put on and he put me on.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's just, like, been this whole big entertainment family thing. So am I part of the family? You know, am I being adopted as of this moment? I just needed to know this so I can start packing my clothes.
I thought you was trying to get at me at 1 o'clock. What happened?
Well, when 1 o'clock comes this, you know, this morning, I want to be able to move out. So I need a heads up to how much to pack. What, you know, no.
Okay.
Imagine. Imagine that.
You in the family.
Yay, I'm down with the flip mode. So in 1994, you collaborated with some huge names in hip-hop for the Flavor in Your Ear remix, and you know you were making history. Did you know that you were making it?
At that time, no, because I was just trying to get my name out there, and I was just trying to get people to know who I was, but it was good. It was a fun moment. You know what I'm saying? I never knew that it was going to explode. But it's funny how, you know, I get a call from Craig Mack and he asked me to get on the record and I tell him no. And Bus looking at me like I'm crazy, like you need to be on this. This is going to put you over the top. So, and I was just going through a lot of things with my little solo record I put out, Beware the Ramshack. And it didn't do that well, but then I just get a weird call from Craig Mack talking about he likes my single, so I jumped on it. And then I left. I went to the studio, jumped on the record, left. 2 weeks later, we were shooting a video, and that shit just blew the spot.
Wow. So how was it working with the particular artist that you chose to work with or was part of that particular feature?
No, it was fun, man, working with LL, working with Biggie, working with Busta Rhymes, working with Puffy, working with Easy Mo B, who did the track. It was dope. I knew them before that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was classic.
Mm-hmm.
It was a classic moment.
Now, I know this may be like a little crazy pants, but I just want to know, like, when you guys get together to put together your tracks and stuff of that nature, like, outside of the tracks and the producing part of it all, what the heck do you guys be doing?
What were you doing?
Yeah, on the downtime, in between time, rewinding it back, bringing it back, editing, you know, all that stuff that you guys do. What do you do?
Nah, man, we just kicking and laugh and joke. And
I figured that much.
Talk with one another on another level with the ooh wee. I'm just playing.
Nah, there's nothing wrong with being real about the ooh wee and whatever that is. You know, I'm all for it. I'm a supporter.
Definitely. You know, we ain't seen each other in a while, but we came together to make something that's just classic. You know, we just kick it. We ain't seen each other a while, switch numbers, kick it, jump on each other's records, take numbers, you know, get his number. It was just, you know, when we was in there doing that, we was just having a whole bunch of fun.
Definitely. So what made you decide to start up Deep Freeze Entertainment?
What made me start Deep Freeze Entertainment is, you know, I seen how other companies was forming, like Buckshot formed Buck Down and Bus got Flip Mode, and I was like, man, I need my own Deep Freeze. I need my own movement. Everybody got their own movement. I need my own movement, too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So why did you choose that particular name, do you know?
Because, you know, Deep Freeze in the game is the way to go. You know, you got when you come, you got to freeze the game. You got to catch people's eye. So, you know, I was watching this thing on some penguins, how they was just jumping in and out of the out of ice, and they was just freeze for a minute. And I was like, yo, and I seen the pizza say Deep Freeze. I was like, yo, I'm going to take that because, you know, when you freeze in the game, you just freezing up everything. So everything is on a still when you come through and everybody's just looking at you. So I just called it Deep Freeze.
Wow. It's deep. I like it. So tell us a little bit about the Real EP and what you are bringing to the table with the track, you know, with that track on the album.
What track are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Real EP.
Oh, you got the whole thing?
Yeah. What are you bringing to the table with the tracks on that album?
What I'm bringing is, you know, 2012, 92 Jedi, real hip-hop shit. You know, song on there I got with King T. I'm bringing back that old West Coast, new West Coast, throwback sound, that direct jump you up, smack you up now shit. Just that feel-good music that was missing from the 92s and the 93s and the 94s. People just don't make music like that. So I went back in with Felony Music to create that vibe because that vibe is missing.
Right.
And this was the album for me to, you know, broaden the horizon for those that just don't know about that type of sound and where I came from. And, you know, I can get all these new hip-hop heads that just don't know about me, they can groove to the 90s groove with the 2012 twist. So that's what type of demographic that I wanted to open for this Real EP.
Right, absolutely. The single Brooklyn Nights was released, you know, to some good reviews. Do you think that is the new anthem or the anthem that put Brooklyn back on the hip-hop map, so to speak?
Both. And it hasn't been a Brooklyn anthem in a very long time. It hasn't been a New York anthem in a long time. So when I heard the track, I was like, yo, this is serious, Phil. Phil was like, yo, man, we need to use this. This is incredible. So I just did bully foot with the lyrics and came with it.
Right. I mean, you have a way of conveying yourself, and it's catchy, and, you know, people, that's the type of thing that people want to hear. You know, that's why
right.
I said, you know, let me get on this track with you. Let's make this history.
Right.
No.
You want to get on the track with me?
No.
I'm
don't want to get on the track with you.
I
can't do it. Rampage, don't do it.
You said you want to get on the track. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness, no. I will get on the track as far as, like, I will be in the video. I will be in the video. Just let me just sit to the side looking cute, just like a flash on me. Boom. Done.
Now you got to bring your New York hat and your ski mask. I'm just playing.
Oh, my goodness. You're so silly. So what motivated you to come back to music at this time?
because I realize everybody in the music industry ain't loyal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
right.
that, you know, that opens up the door for, you know, a can of whip ass on the industry, too. So,
mm-hmm.
and plus, it's been a minute for the kids, so it was time for that real authentic music to come back.
Absolutely. I agree with you. So, rumors aside, will there ever be another, like, Flip Mode Squad project? And, you know, are you still in touch with the other artists from the squad?
Maybe sometime in the future, but I'm friends with everybody. Everybody's still cool. Still talk.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's cool. But right now, I'm just trying to do Deep Freeze. I'm trying to do Rampage. I'm trying to focus on my music. I want to get to the music.
Right, definitely. So who's part of the movement, the Deep Freeze movement?
Who's part of the movement? My dude, Leo the Don. He's a singer out of Phoenix. Terrell Lene, that featured on 12 o'clock. She's a part of it. She's from California. My dude, Charlie West, he from Chi-Town. My dude, Push, he from Chi-Town. Felony Music is our biggest producer. He's from Philly. Myself, I'm from Brooklyn. Who am I forgetting? I said her already. Said Terrell. Rosetta Blanco, Colorado. She's the first lady spitting that heat. She got some heat. You know, I got a couple people on my team, man. Stay tuned for that Royalty compilation album off of Deep Freeze. That's coming soon too, as well.
Definitely, I'm looking forward to it. You know, because our music coordinator was like, you know, he's dope. You know, this is what she was telling me all day, how dope you are. I will let her know.
Oh,
yeah,
is it her?
Yeah, it's a female. I will let her know.
Thank you.
Yeah, she was like, well, thanks for putting me on him because he's dope. And I was like, sure. Yeah, I definitely will. But are there any other particular interests that you have, Rampage, outside of music?
What do I have outside of music? I'm CEO of my company, which is Deep Freeze Entertainment. I'm working on starting a foundation for AIDS, HIV. I'm doing a reality show, trying to put it together still, Ramps World. My cartoon, The Black Caesar. I'm branding the Deep Freeze movement, branding myself, putting out more singles in the next couple of weeks. You got to send me your email so I can keep you up on all the new singles that I'm releasing outside of the real for the new album, Everyone Ain't Loyal. Terrell Lene is coming. Leo the Don is coming. You're going to get that this week, too. Just a lot of things, man. I'm just going full circle. I just want the people to know that I'm back to the streets doing what I need to do.
Absolutely, and we're happy, and we're looking forward to everything.
And remember this, Deep Freeze is the movement.
Deep Freeze is the movement. Now, don't come and try to jump me when I put that in my tweet. Like, I'm not stealing, I'm just supporting.
Nah.
Definitely. So I know you get this question a lot, but I just need to know. How do you feel about the current state of hip-hop?
How do I feel about the current state of hip hop?
Mm-hmm.
You know, check out my new EP, The Real, and then you're going to see how I feel about the new state of hip hop.
Okay, I will definitely check that out, and then we will, you know, catch up with this over some coffee.
And check out my new album, Everyone Ain't Loyal. And I'm going to talk about the state of hip hop on that as well. And don't forget, tell you know who.
Sure will. So outside of those projects, and is there anything else that you want our listeners to know that Rampage has in the pot mixing it up?
Make sure y'all hit up my websites. My website is www.rampagethelastboyscout.com and the Deep Freeze website, Deep Freeze ENT. DeepFreezeEntertainment.com, and also check me out at TheRealRampage.com. And hit me up on my Twitter at TheRealRampage and on Instagram at The Real Rampage.
Okay, well, I have people weren't brave enough to call in Rampage, but it's okay because when you release that whole combination of stuff that you just put out there, that's amazing for us to stay in tune to. I would love for you to come back on the show, and also the question that was asked was, are you looking for any new talent to for your label?
Always, always.
And what are the, what needs to be in play for these people to always, always, always be in your site?
Make sure you have a bio and an MP3.
Okay. And outside of
it. Hold up. And know what it is you want to do.
Mm-hmm. And can I continue now?
Yes.
All right. So, know what the hell you want to do is one of the stipulations Rampage put out there. He's definitely looking for people, and you have to have a bio. And what else do they need? Do they need to have music formatted a certain way? Do they need to have a certain amount of experience? And how do they accumulate all this information and get it to you, sir?
MP3. What's the DFreeze@DFreezeEntertainment.com. They can send it to that.
Okay, so DeepFreezeEntertainment.com for all those that are interested in working with Rampage, the man himself. You can definitely look him up there and send in your inquiries, which is, I think, is really commendable of you to be, allowing people to send you submissions to gain.
Yep.
That's
MP3.
Awesome. MP3.
Yep.
I love it.
At 1 o'clock,
okay? Miss P approved. And also, guys, when you go over there, I don't want you guys giving out this information to just, like, random people and have people harassing Rampage, and he thinks that it's all generating from the Intune show. So definitely keep that information discreet, and also let him know that you were tuned into the show, and that's it. Don't be passing it around like hotcakes and having Rampage ready to beat me down. Because he's like, Miss P, you have all these people in my inbox. I'm not dealing with you. Don't mess up our family bond. We just started bonding, okay? So we have a caller on the line. Message. We have a caller on the line, Rampage. May I take it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Caller 843 on the line with Rampage and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Great. Thank you.
Okay, this is Phoenix. I wanted to ask him, what was his craziest, like, fan moment ever? Or experience he had with a fan?
What was my craziest fan moment? Wow. When I was on stage, I believe, overseas with Flip Mode, and I got close to the stage, and somebody grabbed my wee-wee.
You're kidding me.
Did he say
wee-wee?
Okay.
His wee-wee.
Yeah, they just have to join. I'm like, huh? This ain't supposed to happen.
I got another one.
When I had my dreads, and I believe I was performing somewhere in a big stadium, and I was walking, and I seen some fans, and when I walked past one of the fans, she snatched one of my dreads out.
What?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
So I had to really get rid of them dreads. Because they were getting popped out one by one.
Wow. That is so crazy, Pants. Rampage, what do you do to these women?
It is crazy. How you snatch a whole dread out of somebody's head?
I don't know. That was a lot of anger or lust or something. I don't know.
Because people always like, your dreads are so nice. Let me feel them. I'm like, you don't know me. Why are you feeling my hair? I don't know where your hair's been. And then I walk by and they just grab them and snatch them off.
Oh, my goodness. They wanted a piece of you to take with them at home at night. They wanted to plant it and grow another one of you.
Man. Oh.
Imagine.
This is only one me.
We right about that. So, Phoenix, is there anything else you wanted to touch on with Rampage tonight?
Let me think. What I guess, what do you think is the most important thing that artists should consider, you know, before they begin to even get into the music industry or, you know, to become an artist?
I would say know what you really want to do before you get in the game. And learn the business and make sure you have proper management.
Okay, okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. I know a lot of people don't even check that type of stuff out, so I was like, well, I wanted to see what you thought, because I know, you know, from listening to the interview and also, you know, kind of growing up on hip-hop, it was, you know, you never know how it is on the other side from somebody who's already in the game. So thank you for answering that.
No, thank you. Anytime.
Aw, thank you, Phoenix.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Phoenix.
He's a silly one. Oh, my goodness. What I'm going to do with you, Rampage. So,
man,
you want to tell us how you came up with the name Rampage?
Wow. How did I come with the name Rampage? By me being aggressive in the music game, Buster saw how aggressive I was, so he named me Rampage.
I love it, because I can tell how aggressive you are.
Wow.
And I've only been on the phone with you for, like, what, 20 minutes? No, an hour? Yeah, but you're going to talk to me at 1 o'clock in the morning, so then we'll be in a better place. You know, we won't be live. No.
That's what's up.
So, in conclusion to it all, is there anything else that you would like to put out there to our, you know, 20,000 plus growing listeners about Rampage?
Yes.
And his awesomeness?
Purchase my EP right now on Amazon, Amazon, iTunes, whatever you can do. George Bush the button right now on that real EP, 6 songs, King T, Terrell Lanae, myself, D Freezes the Movement. R.A. the Rugged Man. Y'all got to play that R.A. the Rugged Man, for real. And you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to send y'all my videos, too, if y'all don't got it.
I don't have them, and I would love it. So I don't know who we need to go through to get that, but I know that I'm going to have them. Okay?
Send me your email, and I'll forward it to you right now.
No, that's about to happen. So look for that. Don't overlook that.
At 1 o'clock?
At 1 o'clock. That's happening. When the clock strikes not 12 but 1, that's when it's all going down.
Man. But I want everybody to go buy the EP, for real. Everybody support.
Definitely.
Real hip-hop. I'm in the building. D-Freezes the Movement. You won't be disappointed. Your boy is back to stay. And, oh, yeah, fix your face.
Yes, fix your face. So where can people follow you outside of the websites and things of that nature? Social media, Twitter, Facebook, where they can like your page?
You can hit me up directly at The Real Rampage or Twitter at The Real Rampage, Instagram at The Real Rampage. I'm just at The Real Rampage.
Because you are The Real Rampage, and that's just what that is, period. So, Rampage, I really want to thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. And, you know, we look forward to all your new projects that you have coming out there and hitting the universe. And I want to make sure that you understand that coming on here is not like come on here and forget Miss P, because I will become your stalker, and we don't want to do that. So, basically, the way to avoid certain things in your life is just, like, good business ethics. Keep me in tune to what's happening. If it's a new track, then send it my way so I can play it and give love and shout it out. Like, you guys need to get in tune with this particular track. If it's Rampage is about to perform it wherever, let me know so I can help, you know, the situation progress. It's all about progression in this life, and it takes more than just the people you know around you to help that progression going. So if I'm embracing you like family, don't do me dirty, because I'm only here to help clean up the fine lines. You already have everything, you know, the way you want it to be. I'm just here to smooth it all out.
Thank you.
As like your little sister or something like that. So definitely keep me in tune. Don't make me stalk you. That's all I'm saying.
No, I got you, Ma. Thank you. And thank you for having me on the show. And remember, D-Freeze is the movement, and I'm here. And make sure you cop that EP real. Right now, iTunes, Amazon. Your boy is back. Big up Felony Music, MGM Management, D-Freeze Management. We doing it. Royalty coming. Compilation, D-Freeze Squad, Terrell and Lane, Leo the Don, Push, Charlie West, Rosetta Blanco. Do I need to say more? Fix your face.
Yeah, you do need to say more. You need to say, and Miss P. Okay, okay, you got it. Now you don't need to say no more.
Remix.
The 1 o'clock remix.
No doubt.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rampage. You are so awesome, and I'm going to go and get that off iTunes as soon as we're done.
Thank you, and make sure you DM me so I can DM you back those videos.
You cotton picking, right? 1 o'clock. It's happening. So thank you
okay.
so much.
Right. Thank you, Ma.
Have a good night.
Salute.
Bye-bye. Yay, guys. So that was Rampage, and he's pretty, pretty funny. He's pretty awesome at the same time. So being pretty awesome, pretty funny, and creative. I like that combination. You know, that's something that I have to, like, sit down and think about at 1 o'clock. So anyway, guys, like the man said, if you have yet to go and check out his tunes on iTunes, please take the time to do so. Follow him on Twitter. I'm sure that he will follow back. I don't think that he was in a position to look at the screen at that moment to follow people. But miraculously enough, I didn't follow him, and he followed me, and now we're following each other because I was a little shocked that he even followed me. So not because I'm not worth following, of course, but you just don't know where people frame some minds lead them. So his led him to follow. So mine's led back, and I'm definitely feeling the fact that he did that. So shout out to Rampage. Shout out to Rampage for coming back out and doing a damn thing and just generating his own business and making it grow. So I'm excited to everything that he has coming up, and I look forward to everything. So you guys definitely take the time to get in tune, whether it's on YouTube, iTunes, Amazon, and just throwing his name into Google and going to the 3 or 4 sites that he mentioned. I lost track. But definitely just put his name in and he will pop up. I already witnessed that. I just want to thank you all for tuning in with me on Rampage tonight. I really appreciate it if you tuned in for the first time. Of course, like I said earlier, I hope it's not your last because it's only getting better from here. Each and every time we're on air, it's just getting more exciting and just more yummy. More yummy stuff to talk about, more yummy people on the show, and just more yummy people in tuned. So I'm happy. So for all those that I have soap orders for, I hope that your address is in my DM, because when I'm on my mission in the morning to make that all happen, I want to see it there. I'm not texting, calling anyone to say, why didn't you? It has been ample enough time for that to happen. But all those that are not following the Intune Show, please take the time to do so now at Intune Show, and that's spelled NTUNEDSHOW. Follow now, I will follow back. We also are on Facebook, but our original Facebook under the Intune Show is jam-packed, so we have no room to add any more awesome people, but we have a brand new page that's called Intune Show with the Roman number 2 as our page. So definitely feel free to add us on there. We're also on Instagram at @ms_pintuned, which I'm going to be taking down all of my pictures of myself and just adding pictures of people that I interviewed. So stay tuned for that. I don't think that you guys need to look at me. You already know how I look. So with that being said, it's only going to be a combination of different people that I interviewed on the Instagram. So you can follow or not. It's totally cool. If you're on LinkedIn, add me. If you're on Dig, add me. Anywhere that you can add me, damn it. Let's make this happen and let's grow. I just want to thank you again for being in tuned, and I will be on tomorrow night. But could I tell you who I'm going to be in tuned with tomorrow? I can't. It's just too much to keep up with. So shout out to Nicki Minaj. She'll be in New York. She's going to be at BB King's, and they're going to be holding a hip-hop award voting thing. And I'm just going to celebrate her by playing her track tonight and just send some good, awesome waves to her. So this would be the track that we close out on. And this one is called Motivation by Nikki Midnight. Have a good night, babies, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All I needed was a fire. I told you I was coming. Unstoppable, baby. I'm ready to the finish, but I'm already feeling like a winner. If I want it, I'ma get it. Yeah, and nothing's gonna stop me now. I'm aiming high. Just look up in the sky. You're likely to see me fly. Yeah, nothing's gonna knock me down. Everything seems clear once I started to dream bigger. All I needed was a vision.
Let's count it down from 10. I make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin. rip that ratchet third. Keep me on that other level, nothing like the mother bird.
Not at all.
What you ain't heard?
What you ain't heard?
Then tune in.
BlogSpotRadio.com.
Let's begin. Any topic, y'all ain't gone. Spark the conversation. Every show is all love. Ain't no room for all that hate. I've been waiting all day to tune in about this. Represent.